Now we will have our children's moment.
Today, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I have a question. Who do you love? You love God, okay. Your mom and dad. Oh, your brother. Oh, your brother and sisters, yes. Do you love your sister? You love your sister? Today, this hour, this moment. Do you love your grandparents? Yeah. And your uncles? And your aunts? Cousins? And your friends? You have a lot of friends, don't you? Do you have a lot of friends you go to school with and everything? And you love them. Oh, he's mean to Annabelle. Do you tell him not to be mean to Annabelle?
He wants to be my best friend, and when he starts to be mean to Annabelle, I think he should stop.
Yeah, you tell him to stop it. And then you're no longer friends with him, are you?
Well. He moved to a different
class. Oh, he moved to a different class. So now you don't have to worry about it. Oh, no, now you and Annabelle. Well, that's nice.
Jacob Chapman is the nice Jacob.
Oh, there's two Jacobs? Well, we got to get them straight, don't we? Okay. Why do you love these people? And why did you love Annabelle so much that you protected her, huh? Why do you love them?
Well, because she's
nice. You have to be nice? To be nice, okay. What else?
And Annabelle lets me play with other people, and then I let her play with other people.
Okay, so you share friends, huh? Well, that's good. Do these people love you as much as you love them? Your friends, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your grandmas and grandpas. Do they love you as much as you love them?
Yes.
I think so. Yes.
Friends do.
Yeah, they do.
Friends too.
Yes. What about God? Now, does God love you?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
He will always be there.
Yes, he will always love us, won't he? He'll always be near us. Love is a good thing. It's hard to imagine what it would be like without love in our lives. You know, the Bible tells us that love is a good thing, and one of God's commandments to us is that we love each other just as he loved us. God is really amazing. The Bible tells us that he is perfect in every way and that he is good. In Psalm 106, it says, "Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." And that's what you said. His love is forever. He never stops loving us. And that, I think, also is like our friends and our grandmas and our grandpas, mom.
Everybody,
yes. No matter what. If we had to explain to your friend who God is, what would you say? Kind, loving person. What else? What else? What would you say?
He
if you had explained God to somebody. That's hard. Huh? God is our Savior? Yeah. What else? No, can you think of anything else? Well, God, the Bible makes it easy, huh? Yes. The Bible tells us that God is good, right? So look, they match. They fit on top of each other. God is good. So, God is love. Right? So that fits right on top. So, God is good and God's love is good. So, we know that with His love, that God will make us whole. So we need to thank God every day for His love in everything we do. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for loving us so much, no matter what we do, no matter what we say, that Your love is everlasting. In Your name we pray. Amen.